Brace yourself for a trip back to high school, because this week's Discovery searches for a missing girl with a troubled teen. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm your host, Kristen Dreyer Kramer, from nightsandweekends.com. The high school years can be filled with drama and anxiety, so in author Chelsea Sidoti's The Hundred Lies of Lizzie Lovett, one teenage girl escapes the pressures and insecurities of real life by creating her own little world of mystery, fantasy, and romance. The story begins with a missing girl. Lizzie Lovett was the most popular girl in her small Ohio town. One night, a few years after graduating from high school, Lizzie goes on a camping trip with her boyfriend and simply disappears. Hawthorne Creeley didn't really know Lizzie, but something about the mystery of it all and the fact that it's a great distraction from the stress of her own life makes Hawthorne want to search for answers. So she steps into Lizzie's footsteps and sets out on an unlikely quest. Now, the first thing that readers will notice about The Hundred Lies of Lizzie Lovett is the voice. The first-person story is told from Hawthorne's perspective, using the unmistakable voice of a dry, sarcastic outsider whose cutting comments mask fears and insecurity. She's a real character, so she's not always likable, yet there's something about her that's relatable, too. Like most teenagers, Hawthorne struggles with relationships, feels disconnected from her family, and worries about her future, so she escapes into Lizzie Lovett's world. And that eventually takes her on an imaginative, but rather bizarre journey. Hawthorne's story is an unexpected one. Though she sets out to figure out what happened to Lizzie, this isn't really a mystery. There's a touch of romance here, plus teen drama and some counseling from the hippies who live in the backyard. It's a strange and shifting story, with some adult situations. But in the end, there's something to this young adult novel that's captivating, too. But is it worth searching for Lizzie with this anxious teen? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say borrow it. This isn't a light romance or a cozy mystery, but somehow in this eccentric teenager's oddly challenging story, there's a melancholy yet meaningful message. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. The Hundred Lies of Lizzie Lovett by Chelsea Sidoti is 383 oddly engaging pages long and is available from Sourcebooks. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.